Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Tired of watching women pick themselves apart in front of the mirror, one day today's guest, 24-year-old blogger Caitlin Boyle, scribbled a note on a post-it, "You are beautiful," and slapped it on the mirror of a public bathroom. With this one small act, she kick-started a movement. In a matter of days, women were undertaking their own feats of resistance, posting uplifting notes on gym lockers, diet shakes in supermarkets, weight loss guides in bookstores, and anywhere else a nagging voice of self-criticism might lurk. Caitlin gave a name to her newfound mission, Operation Beautiful. Bringing these empowering messages to the written page, Operation Beautiful, transforming the way you see yourself, one post-it note at a time, showcases the notes women have posted around the world and the stories behind them. With interviews, interesting research findings, and tips for improving one's outlook on life, each post-it tells a different story from different perspectives, from Amelia in Sandy Hook, Kentucky, to Ellen in Rome, Italy, and numerous places in between. Women around the world provide encouragement by sharing their stories of body image and self-esteem in a simplified but certainly powerful version of Pay It Forward. Whatever the story, the message remains the same. Every woman is beautiful just the way they are. Caitlin Boyle is the editor of www.operationbeautiful.com and writes a daily food and fitness blog, www.healthytippingpoint.com, which eventually inspired the Operation Beautiful website. Caitlin, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
In the beginning of the book, you write about growing up and feeling like your own worst enemy. If you can tell us about what was going on for you during those years when you felt that way.
You know, I think that all people, not just women, but men too, we struggle to figure out how to match up this image that media presents to us and the image of who we really are. And there's such a difference between these two things that, you know, we can struggle with it in different ways. Some people, you know, overeat. Some people develop eating disorders. Some people take out their aggressions in other ways. And when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I really struggled with these issues. I didn't have a good sense that these images in the media were false, you know, that they weren't true. And all I could think was, I don't meet up to these standards. So, you know, I really struggled with feelings of depression when I was younger, feeling like I wasn't good enough. And although I eventually dug myself out of that hole, you know, I carried those lessons with me of remembering that, you know, I used to feel like that, and that negative thinking can really wear a person down. And that was kind of the beginning for the Operation Beautiful movement.
Now, how did you dig yourself out during that time?
I had a great support system of friends and family and therapy that gave me the tools, because I think that having cognitive tools to change your negative thinking and to make it something positive is so important. And I think also I realized that, you know, having a positive outlook is something that you can choose to do, even if you're faking it until you make it. You know, you can at least, you know, take a positive spin on situations. Of course, you know, mental diseases and disorders are very serious and, you know, you need specialized treatment for a lot of them, but anybody can look on the bright side instead of tearing down our bodies to uplift each other. And to be positive with one another.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of Operation Beautiful, you went ahead and wrote something really lovely on a post-it note. And if you can tell us the story of how this all started.
You know, it started because I was struggling with negative thoughts. You know, and like I said earlier, when I was younger and I struggled with negative thoughts about my body, I kind of carried those lessons over to other areas of my life. And I was struggling with negative thoughts about my job at this time, which was about a year ago. Now, I was really struggling with feeling overwhelmed and stressed. I was working a full-time job, and I was going to night class full-time as well because I thought I might want to make a career change. So I had no personal time. I was very emotionally burnt out, and I was taking really hard classes at night that I was not doing well in. And I was struggling with all these negative thoughts of, you know, you're not good enough, you're not going to pass this test, you know, what are you doing in this program, you know, you're crazy to think you can do this. And I was standing in a bathroom at the community college, and I thought, you know, this is ridiculous, this is just like fat talk, but it's about, you know, my brain and my capabilities. So I'm going to do something nice for somebody else to make myself feel better. So I posted what will become the first Operation Beautiful note on the bathroom mirror, and I just wrote, you know, you are beautiful on a scrap piece of paper. I put it on the mirror and I took a photo of it. And, you know, that's how the Operation Beautiful movement was born, just because I knew that by posting that note, it made me feel so much better. And when I looked at it, I thought, you know, who knows who's going to see this note and what they're currently struggling with, and, you know, who knows the effect that it could have on them, too.
Oh, yeah. And now how, what happened from there after that one note?
Well, I posted the photo of the note on my personal fitness blog, which you mentioned is healthytippingpoint.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked readers to participate because the Healthy Living blog community is just a wonderful support group of women. And I thought that a couple people would maybe send me notes and it would be a cute thing to do on the blog for a few days. But, you know, I put up that note and I asked people to participate, and I was just, it was like an avalanche in my emails, you know, almost within the next few hours of people walking downstairs at their office and putting a note in the bathroom or putting a note at the supermarket. And, you know, I knew right away that it was something big and special and it deserved its own website.
That is so cool. And what I love about the book is you have so many letters from women who've been touched by Operation Beautiful. And there are so many amazing notes that it was so hard to pick just a few, but I did manage to pick a few of my favorites. And one of them was from Shelley D., 29, from Washington, D.C. Quote, Operation Beautiful has reminded me to appreciate my body for what it can do and to embrace a healthy lifestyle with the goal of fitness in mind rather than stressing over looks. And I used to teach weight management, and that was my exact message. And I just think that's so important. And it's really about, you know, being healthy.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important thing to talk about. And I think it's so important to talk about that size is not equal happiness. You know, that being thin does not equal being happy. You know, people who struggle with eating disorders like anorexia would tell you that exactly. You know, the thinner they got, usually the more unhappy they got. You know, they felt more and more out of control. And even people who are, you know, coming to a healthy weight in a healthy way, if they don't deal with the emotions
exactly.
that they needed to deal with, they're not going to find happiness on a scale. You know, a scale measures weight. It doesn't measure worth. And I think that's so important for our society to realize.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of eating disorders, there was so many letters in the book that were so moving. And one was from a girl named Vit. She was 17 from Toronto. And she writes about being diagnosed with bulimia at 14. She started dieting at 8. And she writes about her weekly hospital checkup, and her therapist made her eat a 500-calorie meal, and she hadn't done that in ages. And she writes, quote, I was on my way to the bathroom to throw it up after my appointment. I had just locked the door when I saw a sticky note on the back of the door. It said, you're beautiful, you're good enough. And she says, no one has ever said that to me. I didn't throw up that day. It was the first time I ate something solid and did not throw it up in years. How good must that feel for you to you know, get a letter like that, and so many letters like that?
Honestly, like, I remember each letter, and I remember the morning that I got that email from her.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at my in-laws' house. I was visiting them, and I checked my email to do my weekly or my daily Operation Beautiful post, and I, you know, I got that letter, and it just touched me so much because, and I think the magic of Operation Beautiful is that sometimes these notes are found by the right people at the right time in the right place, and it changes their lives. You can't underestimate the power of this one note sometimes, because people like Vit see that note, and for them it's like a message from a higher power, you know, telling them that they need to change for the better. And it's great because I followed up with her actually a couple months later, because I always remembered her, and, you know, I wondered to myself, you know, could a note have that big of an impact on somebody who was so entrenched in a really horrible mental disease? And so I emailed her and I said, you know, Vit, I'd always thought about you and always wondered how you were doing. You know, can you give me an update? And I was really hoping she was going to tell me that she was still doing well. And she wrote me back and she said that she was doing great, that she was out of the hospital. She had gained all this weight. And, you know, her doctors really thought that she was going to die from anorexia.
Oh, my gosh. It was so sad reading all of her health problems. It was
her medical problems.
Oh.
And, you know, she said that, you know, her mom would always say that she was so surprised that one note had a bigger effect on Vit than, you know, years of therapy. But, you know, for Vit, it was just the right thing at the right time. And it really changed her life.
Oh, God, that is so incredible. Again, your book has so many wonderful, valuable messages. And what is a fat talker?
So fat talk is a term that refers to this habit of people to downplay themselves and to grade themselves. You know, we all know, you know, women and men will do it too. You pull on a pair of pants and you say, I feel so fat. You know, I shouldn't have had that ice cream sundae. You know, I look horrible and things like that. And it's a really interesting social phenomenon, this fat talk, because we don't just do it to ourselves internally. We say it out loud to other people. We say it in front of friends. We say it to children. And a lot of times we do it without even thinking that we're doing it. And, you know, I always say, imagine what the world would be like if it was socially acceptable to walk into a room and say, you know, dang, I look good today. It's not, you know, it's not socially acceptable to do that, but it is socially acceptable to pull your friend aside, you know, at the food buffet and say, oh, I feel so horrible. I look so horrible. Don't I look fat in this dress? And, you know, your friend will return in kind. You know, you don't look fat. You look great. I look fat. And it's just this very interesting, you know, social phenomenon, this fat talk. And I think that we minimize the impact of fat talk a lot. You know, we think that it's just something we say, and, you know, we just say it to fill space. But it really can have a serious, you know, mental and psychological and physical effect on your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and you're right. Quote, fat talk isn't about being overweight. In fact, fat talk has nothing to do with your size. Caitlin, can you share in the book what it is about? Like, you just mentioned some of them, and you go into a little bit of detail, if you can tell us a few more of those.
Yeah, I think that I've noticed in my life, and, you know, through these interviews with women for the Operation Beautiful book, is that fat talk is often about, it's more about an emotion that you can't process or that you're not sure what it is. So, you know, maybe you feel guilty, or maybe you feel sad or angry or out of control. So you express that emotion, you know, on your body. Instead of saying, I feel guilty because I overate at dinner, you say, I feel so fat. And it's not a productive way to deal with our emotions. It doesn't do anything for our emotions. And it only makes us worse, you know, makes us feel worse.
Yeah. You know, I have a daughter who's 6, and our culture, it scares me. I mean, it's just the things that are glamorized and seen as beautiful and wonderful, I'm not quite in agreement with. And it worries me, and I'm always telling her that she's beautiful and her body's beautiful, and, you know, she's just a great kid, and I just don't want her getting sucked into all this craziness. And if you could give us some tips on starting the conversation and also the tips for raising confident kids.
I really do think that a great way to start the conversation with girls or boys is to write these Operation Beautiful notes. I know so many parents who've done this on the site, even with kids as young as 4. You know, they write the notes together, and they kind of use it as a springboard for talking about, you know, things like bullying or, you know, mean girls on the playground. And or for girls who are younger, you know, I mean, for girls that are a little bit older, they talk about things like, you know, dieting and pressures at schools and why some girls dress a certain way and wearing makeup at a young age. And the kids really respond to this Operation Beautiful concept because, you know, little kids love to be sneaky. So they love the idea of writing a note or, you know, helping their parents write a note and then sneaking into a bathroom and putting it up on the wall. And it's something, you know, positive and fun that you can do. So that's a great way to start the conversation with kids.
Yeah, and it's very important. Women, we have to stop that self-talk all the time. It's in front of our kids, especially our daughters. It's really,
yeah, and
it's,
I think
really
it's,
damaging.
I think it's a great idea with kids to show them that your body is about more than appearance, right?
Yes.
Because I think that that's what happens a lot in our society, is that we think, like, the end-all and be-all of our body is what it looks like. And I think it's really great with kids to show them that really the end-all be-all with your body is like all the incredible, awesome things it can do. And I think kids respond really well to that, you know, like, you know, raising money for the ASPCA with your kid and doing a 5K, you know, walk or something like that, or, you know, playing ultimate frisbee golf and just getting out there and being active and showing kids that, you know, you should value your body for all the incredible things it can do, can be really powerful, and it sets up really great habits for life.
Yeah, it really does, you know, and something that I found so heartbreaking in your book, you know, speaking of being a mom, I can't even imagine doing this. There was a girl, Meg Z, 19, from St. Louis, Missouri, and she said, for as long as I can remember, my mom has been obsessed about my weight. She would call me fat to my face and make me weigh myself weekly in front of her.
And I think that some parents think they're helping their kids, you know, because they maybe they see that their kids are not a healthy weight and they want, they know how it can be hard on, you know, in school to be bullied and things like that. So they think that they're helping, you know, their children by doing this. But I really think that the best way that you can help a child is to give them the positive tools to lead a healthier lifestyle inside and out. And I think that, you know, berating and making a child feel bad, it just doesn't work. They get that negative messaging enough from enough sources, you know, in our media and our society, and they really need a way to feel positive about themselves, because then you treat yourself the way that you should.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have more negative self-talk if you're hearing it from your parents.
Yeah.
And it's just going to make it even worse. And, you know, you talk about energy vampires and negative noise, and you can tell us a little bit about those.
Energy vampires are people who suck the life out of you. I think that everyone has, you know, someone in their life who's an energy vampire, you know, whether it's your boss or a friend who you're not sure if they're really a friend or, you know, or a family member who just sucks away your positivity and, you know, kind of instills these negative thoughts in your head. And negative noise is something that I think everyone deals with on a regular basis, whether it's from somebody you know on a personal level or the media, you know, this negative influences, pressures to look a certain way. And I think it's really important that people acknowledge that things like energy vampires and negative noise exist, because when you know that it's out there, it's a lot easier to say, you know, I don't need that negativity in my life. I'm going to turn around and do something positive, you know, for a reaction to that negativity.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of positive, Operation Beautiful and getting involved, and I love it. I can't wait to get my – I got to go buy a Post-it notepad everywhere
so
I go.
At Borders and Barnes & Noble, and when you pick up the book, you could leave a little Operation Beautiful note behind on the shelf for the next person to find.
Oh, that is so great. And just before we close, Caitlin, what are some of your favorite Post-it notes? You know, you said, I love you, are beautiful. What other things have they said that you've really been moved by?
My truly, and I think I said this phrase earlier, my truly favorite note phrase is, you know, scales measure weight, not worth.
Mm-hmm.
Because as somebody who, I'm very active and fit, I love to run and do races, and I go to the gym and I see women in the locker room, you know, standing on that scale, you know, inching the bar up and down on the pounds to make it 1 pound lighter. And if it's not, they're all upset. And I think that, you know, it's so important to realize that the number is just a number, and it's an indicator of, you know, health, but not necessarily total health. It certainly doesn't measure mental health. It certainly doesn't measure worth or happiness. And I think that, you know, the idea that your worth is measured in other ways is so powerful. So that is definitely my favorite note to leave and to see on the site as well.
Yeah, well, your book should be given out to all the schools and get all the girls and boys, because boys are getting more and more, you know, confused with this and getting diagnosed with anorexia and everything too.
And there's a lot of great notes in the book too about pregnancy and about, dealing with your body after pregnancy. And women really do, I think people almost don't want to talk about it, you know, struggle with body image after pregnancy.
Oh, it's my body changed so tremendous. I mean, I had like the six-pack abs, the flattest stomach you've ever seen, and stuff when you, especially, I had a baby at, I was almost 37, and your skin gets a bit stretchy, and I can work out till the cows come home, and it's like, well, what are you going to do? You know, it's just one of those things, and I think if women were just taught that this is what happens, then we could be more accepting.
And that's definitely an area that we get really mixed signals from media, right? With you open like U.S. or Us Weekly, and
oh god,
and
I know,
you know, like Halle Berry bouncing back after her baby in 2 weeks, and she's skinnier than ever, and that sets up so much false expectations, you know, for women and their husbands and for
completely.
Everyone. But you know, you think that you have to conform to the standard, and And, you know, odds are that you're not going to, but, I mean, it's not the important thing, right? But it's something that I think that women really struggle with. And I was happy to see that addressed in the book. And,
yeah,
and I hope
too.
It helps some new mommies out there.
I think so. I think your book is so inspirational. And I just, what a great feeling you must have just knowing that you're spreading such joy around. It's so fantastic. And tell us again your website.
So Operation Beautiful's website is operationbeautiful.com.
Okay.
And I would encourage everyone to check it out. If you post a note and take a picture, you can email it to me via the website. And every note goes up on the site for thousands of people all over the world to read and enjoy.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Caitlin, for your wonderful work and your fantastic book. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Get a post-it note, little pad, and start writing some nice things, gals. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.